success. Hello friends, how are you today? My name is Ernest. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast today.
If you enjoy our content, please support our sponsors.
Podbot.ai.
This article discusses how success can be defined and how it can differ for different people. It also discusses the different types of mindsets that can lead to success.
Dash.
Success is something that has been seen so many people try to achieve. It can be defined in various ways and it requires motivation and inspiration to achieve it. Using many things such as hard work, dedication, and perseverance are just a few of the components that comprise success. Leading a balanced life is also necessary for success, as well as having a unique life where you can make goals that reflect your own individual needs. Modern-day experts like Carol Dweck have contributed greatly to the understanding of success by emphasizing the importance of growth mindset, which has been proven successful in helping people reach their goals. A growth mindset is the belief that one can thrive despite setbacks and that success is not predetermined but a result of an individual's idea and hard work. With this outlook, people have a greater sense of free will and the ability to take control of their lives. Furthermore, by embracing failure as part of the process, individuals can continue to work towards their goals even in the most challenging times. Success is based on a growth mindset, which encourages self-belief and the understanding that your plans and efforts are essential for achieving goals. This contrasts with a fixed mindset, which suggests little can be done to control the outcome of things. Everyone has basic qualities that contribute to their achievement, so by staying focused on your dreams and putting in the effort, you can make progress towards success in life. Our heads must be filled with positivity if we want to achieve our goals. With a growth mindset, we focus on cultivating our strengths and improving our weaknesses instead of focusing on what we cannot do. To achieve success, we must take responsibility for our actions and the consequences of them. Knowing what we want to achieve is critical and having a plan of how to get there sets us on the right path. Trying everything and understanding all aspects of our journey will help us reach our planned destination. We must take ownership of our actions and be mindful that every step in the process can lead to big results. Success is about improving customer satisfaction, accomplishing things, and having financial stability. It is also about understanding our sources of value and identifying the metrics to measure it. To become a successful person, we must have the ability to set goals and take action. A great way to do this is by breaking down something large into manageable chunks and tackling them one by one. Success can be defined by criteria, heuristics, and effective criteria for a given situation. Qualified success is achieved when the situation meets these criteria, but failure is also seen as success in some cases. A neutral situation of success and failure can be seen as an art, because it requires distinct observers or participants to judge the degree of success or failure in a given task. When a situation meets the criteria, it is viewed as successful by different observers and participants. Success is an important and significant task, but each definition of success may differ depending on the observer or participant's view on the situation. Success and failure are a zero-sum game. One must exist in order for the other to be established. To consider success and failure, a random experiment can be conducted, such as a Bernoulli trial, which has exactly two possible outcomes. When considering success and failure of one person, the probability of achieving success is not guaranteed. Instead, it depends on the individual's experience and traits. A trained sprinter, for example, has likely spent weeks, if not months of practice and training to get his or her body ready for a race. When the race occurs on two consecutive days, it is a true test of their pure skill because the measured performance and measured outcome will determine success. If they are able to see similar times on both days, then they can consider themselves successful. This is unlike rolling a single die. With each roll, the result will be different and grouped with other outcomes. For example, when taking a look at successful people, it is easy to overlook the influence luck has had in their success. Luck, however, is only part of the equation. Success also depends on one's performance, both in terms of skill and strategy. We can draw our sample from successful people in all walks of life, from the world of art to the world of business. For instance, a web generation entrepreneur
might have been able to change the world with their company, but that favorable outcome could have been just as easily gone in another direction had different circumstances and luck been present. Success is having the ability to control your employees and their skill to appreciate the work they do, which transcended typical measures of success. This could include objective measures such as achieving significant goals or smaller objectives that require goals to be set for individuals. Words and experiences can make a link between success and your governing objective, which could be to help others or have a higher purpose. Whether it's someone else's words or your own defining success, you must set achievable goals in order to succeed. My success came from surviving a potentially precarious predicament. I was tested in a strength testing machine at a carnival, and when the bell rang, I was proud to have passed by confronting something that scared me. It was an expression of something I had worked hard for in the week leading up to it, like putting on a boot, but much more challenging. Wealth and success have been associated with Middle East oil barons for centuries, and their increasing prominence has made them a defining symbol of success. Rosa Perez and Amada Rosa are examples of this, as the latter alludes to a concept of lifting others up with your own success. In recent years, leaving the world with little peace has become the entity that defines success in some way.
This has been the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, episode 1682. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.